But there were 26 or 28, I forgot the numbers. And there were, over the course of the debate, another 24 or 5 who abstained or occasionally voted with us. So we decided to set up, for this bill only, a proper way to oppose. We appointed whips to whip people, to speak, to keep the debate going. So between us, it was a formidable, once you'd learned about how to oppose and use the ways in which you could oppose, the customs of the power of the place, we could oppose. And we were as entitled to learn from the clerks as the government. So in the members' office, there's the whip's office, and it being a rectangular place, and there were green seats at right angles. So we set up the whip's office on those two green seats, immediately outside the government whip's office, and this caused enormous problems. Mm-hmm. Because we could see all the members coming in and out, and every time we saw one of ours, we said, "Oh, we should need you to be speaking from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, please." But that kept going for 26, 27 nights, and I don't think there's ever been a time like it for many years in the House of Commons. They must have been extremely irritated. I mean, there are times when they had information which we didn't. We always relied, for instance, upon the Ulster Unionists. Well, it was very unfortunate. One night the Ulster Unionists couldn't get there because of the fog at Belfast Airport. So suddenly they made a great dash for Growth and kept going all night. But then if they kept going all night, we'd say, "All right, well, now speak right up to 2:30 in the following afternoon, and then you'll lose tomorrow's business." And that's what happened. That's how bitter it became. It sounds exciting. Actually, it was terrible. You don't expect to be fighting to that degree and fighting amongst your own. Knowing that the George Robertson and the Labour Party at the time were in fact giving token opposition and encouraging us along, and yet it was not going to be very good for the Conservative Party at the following election.